This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. Heading out to a bar in downtown San Luis Obispo won't be an option this holiday weekend. City officials announced all bars, wine tasting rooms, brew pubs, and breweries must close as of 10 p.m. Thursday night. Those closure orders are in effect until Monday. And after that, all bars must slash the number of customers served to 25% of capacity. City Manager Derek Johnson issued the closure orders Wednesday evening, saying the county health officer says bars are a hotspot for transmission, especially in San Luis Obispo, where, quote, bar concentrations are high and visitors from out of the area are drawn during holiday weekends. Younger adults are contributing to the rise in COVID-19 cases in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties, and a spike in confirmed cases statewide has led California's governor to reinstate shutdown orders for bars. Angel Russell brings us the latest.
Younger people in their teens, 20s, 30s, and 40s are increasingly testing positive for COVID-19 throughout the nation, a trend that San Luis Obispo County public health official Michelle Shorsman says they're seeing locally as well.
Over the weekend, we had 59 new cases, and of those, 37 were in that 18 to 49 age group.
Shorsman says the increase in cases is attributed to community spread, including cases among people who reported spending time in bars reopened for the month of June. But despite this increase, San Luis Obispo County plans on keeping bars open this coming July 4th weekend. County health officials say they are closely tracking whether they will be forced by the state health department to close those establishments again.
It's a possible tool in the toolbox. It's not something that we're currently doing, but it is something that our health officer is willing to consider.
But further down the coast, Santa Barbara County bars that don't serve food will need to shut down starting 8 a.m. July 1st. Dr. Henny Onsorg with Santa Barbara Public Health says while the science can't officially back that bars are causing a spike in cases, he says there's enough evidence showing they are a major contributor.
The bar is the most attractive when there is a good crowd. Music is usually loud. In order to speak, you have to speak up or even sometimes get close to your neighbor's ear. This all contributes to spread of virus.
With the 4th of July holiday weekend coming up, Dr. Onsorg urges people not to be tempted in throwing house parties or having large gatherings. He also warns that while the elderly are still more at risk for major complications due to the virus, he says younger people shouldn't have a false sense of security that the virus won't affect them.
People younger can get seriously ill with a horrible pneumonia ending up in the intensive care unit.
I'm Angel Russell.
KCBX News coverage of California and the Central Coast will continue in a half an hour.